Brynhilde and the Doctor, accompanied by Maud, are still on their coach tour across the continent. They have stayed overnight at Middelkerk in Belgium and are about to continue their journey.
Hurry up, Hilda. The coach is ready to depart.
Well, it's to be hoped the driver isn't, dear.
Why ever not?
Well, Maud isn't here yet.
All the more reason for us to set off.
Oh, now, Adne, please. Well, I wonder where she's got to.
Now then, could you please take your seat, Dame Hilda? Or would you prefer to drive the coach? only joking.
I'm afraid there'll be a slight delay, Malcolm. Maud's missing. You know, the lady with the funny clothes.
Oh, I see. Well, I'd better go and find her then. Don't drive off without me. Only joking.
Wait, there's more coming out of the hotel now.
Oh, my goodness me. She's excelled herself this morning.
Whatever is she wearing on her head?
It's a Tyrolean hat, dear. Oh, no, it isn't, no. No, it's Tom Philby with a feather in it.
Stupid woman.
Oh, I don't know, Evadne. You know, when in Rome.
We're nowhere near Rome, dear.
Well, Maud probably thinks we are, dear.
Maud probably thinks we're in India.
Well, as long as you don't make any remarks about sacred cows.
Oh, Dame Hilda. I'm not late, am I?
No, dear. The other 53 passengers are early.
Oh, that's good. I don't like keeping folk waiting. I had a bit of an accident, you see.
She's broken the hotel.
No. Well, I was tidying up my room, like, you know, doing the dusting and making the bed.
You don't have to make your bed in a hotel. The staff do that.
Besides, you won't be sleeping in it tonight, dear.
No, but somebody will.
Yes. Well, sit down, Maud.
And please take that ridiculous hat off.
Shan't. I've still got me curlers in underneath.
You can understand Maud's predicament, Evadne. She doesn't want to look silly.
If I don't put me curlers in every night, me hair's a terrible mess.
Yes, but Maud. Why the Tyrolean hat and not your usual belly?
Well, I read it in a magazine. They all wear Tyrolean hats in Belgium.
I believe it's Austria, dear. And they're usually not splashed with white emulsion.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, if we're all settled, we're about to leave Middelkerk and today travel to Mannheim in Germany, passing through Torquay, Clacton and Bognor. Only joking. And tomorrow, we reach our destination, St. Wolfgang, the home of the famous White Horse Inn. Any questions?
Yes, Malcolm, I have a question.
Certainly, Dame Hilda.
Does the driver know the way?
What lovely scenery.
Yes, indeed. Very, very pleasant.
That's the one thing about travelling abroad. The scenery is so
reminiscent of England.
Of course it's not, Hilda.
But it is, dear. I mean, look across there, those fields. It could be Stepton Farber.
Nothing like it, dear.
The grass is exactly the same colour.
Oh, Hilda.
Let's ask Maud.
Oh, she's asleep. Typical.
Just look at her. I do wish she wouldn't sleep with her mouth open.
Lean over and give her a nudge, Hilda.
I might fall in, dear.
Oh, no.
What's the matter, dear?
That dreadful Mabel Plowright is on the move.
What do you mean?
At the back of the coach. Don't look. If she sees us looking, she'll be straight down here.
Oh, look at that, me. She's talking to that honeymoon couple.
I told you not to look.
I couldn't help myself, dear. I mean, as soon as you said don't look, I just have to. Anyway, she hasn't spotted me.
Unfortunately, she spotted me this morning. I couldn't get rid of her.
Ah, well, you see now. You weren't as clever as me, dear. As soon as I saw her approaching the reception desk, I hid behind the potted farm.
Quick thinking, dear.
One of my fortes, dear. Excellent. I was hiding behind it for ages. I thought she'd never stop talking to the receptionist.
Still, you avoided her.
Yeah. I made sure I was well concealed, you see, like a commando.
Ah, hello, you two. Hello, ladies.
Oh, hello, Mabel. What a surprise.
I trust you had a good night's sleep.
Excellent, excellent, thank you.
By the way, Dame Hilda, what was it you found so interesting behind that potted wand this morning?
Yes. Yes, well, there's one of my hobbies, you see, Mabel. I'm very interested in houseplant. Yes, houseplant. I was talking to her.
She does it all the time. She's an authority on busy lizzies.
Oh, how interesting.
Well, I didn't get very far. I don't think it understood English.
Fascinating. Anyway, ladies, tell me why I'm here. I'm organising a little game.
If it's bingo, dear, count me out. I always get mixed up with my Kelly eyes and my clackety clacks.
No, I'm running a sweepstake on how many miles we've covered so far.
Oh, well, does that include the taxi ride from our house to the station?
No, Dame Hilda, just the coast journey.
Well, in that case, we'll knock half a mile off. Just one thing, Mabel. Do you want the answer in kilograms?
Kilometers, Hilda.
Now, don't complicate things, evidently.
I'll wake up your friend, Maud. See if she wants to partake in the sweep. Maud! Maud! Wakey, wakey!
Ah! Oh! Get your hands off me, Malcolm, you filthy beast! Oh, it's you, is it?
We're having a sweep, Maud.
Paying all this money and we have to clean the coach.
Look, ladies, I'm leaving to consider your answers and I'll come back to you later.
You can go back to sleep, Maud.
Oh, no, because I was having a horrible dream, Dame Hilda. I dreamt I were a donkey.
Oh, I am sorry, dear. Would you like a carrot?
And I was trotting down this narrow mountain road and suddenly a coach was coming towards me.
Oh, no, whatever did you do?
Well, on one side of the road was a yawning chasm, so I fell down it.
Well, you'll have to stop sleeping with your mouth open. As you didn't hurt yourself, you obviously landed on your feet. All four of them.
And I don't know about that. I was halfway down when I woke up.
Yes, well, you was woke up and you were awakened by Mabel.
Mrs. Loudmouth.
Now, that's not very nice, Maud, but very true.
Well, I think she's a bit common. Not our sort at all.
To be charitable, she means well, dear. Now, what about this sweepstakes is running?
Well, what's all that about, then?
Well, we have to guess how many miles we've travelled these last 2 days.
Oh, well, I reckon it's about 50,000 miles.
If we have, dear, I think you better tell the pilot he's flying this Concorde too low. Come in. Hello, Hilda. Are you ready to go out?
My word, I like your room.
Yes, it's lovely, dear, isn't it?
Oh, it is indeed.
What's your room like, Evadne?
It hasn't got a view of the lake.
Oh, mine has.
Yeah, so I see. You're always lucky like that, aren't you, Hilda?
You could say that, dear. On the other hand, it could be the fact that I told the receptionist the lake breezes would be good for my sinus problem.
You haven't got a sinus problem, Hilda.
Well, it sort of came over me when I realised we'd all been allocated back bedrooms.
Hilda Brackett, you've certainly got a nerve.
And I've got a view of the lake. You know, Evadne, I never thought that someday we would stay at the famous White Horse Inn. Goodbye, goodbye. We wish you all the last goodbye. Come on, wave your hanky there. Oh, it's such a jolly number, that.
Hey, you sound in a good mood, Dame Hilda. Oh,
so she should be. Her room overlooks the lake.
So does mine.
What? Well, how on earth did you manage that?
Well, I told them I'm not staying in the bedroom next to Malcolm's.
Yes, you must be a terrible temptation to him, Mark.
I Don't know what it is, but I seem to have a fatal attraction for men like him.
Maud, the Vamp of Vienna. Are you sure you haven't encouraged him there? I mean, after all, you have been flaunting your tin of shortcake biscuits, that's all, you?
Well, if we finish discussing Maud's love life, can we have our walk, Hilda?
Oh, good idea. I'll go and put me Tyrolean hat on.
I wasn't asking you, Maud.
But you're welcome to come with us, dear. Go and put your hat on and give the natives a treat.
Can't be long.
Really, Hilda, that hat will make us a laughing stock.
It could be worse, dear. She could be wearing a pair of those leather shorts. Now, that would be a sight. You know the ones with the braces and that embroidered bib piece.
Lederhosen.
I beg your pardon? You're not going to be rude, are you?
Lederhosen. It's German for leather shorts.
Oh, is it really? You always know, don't you, dear?
Come in. Who is it?
It's only me, Dame Hilda.
Good grief. She is wearing leather shorts.
What do you think, then?
I'm lost for words.
Well, Maud, there, well, how can I put it? I'm lost for words.
They don't fit me proper.
Yes, I have noticed that, dear. And I don't really think you're supposed to wear them with large stockings and suspenders.
I don't feel like going for a walk. I'll have a lie down instead.
They don't fit me proper because they aren't mine.
Good heavens, she's back the manager.
I bought them as a present for my Arthur. I thought I'd try them on to see if they fit him.
Oh, well, I'm with you now. Well, almost.
We're the same shape, you see.
Poor Arthur.
Well, nearly the same shape. So if I can sit in these shorts, he can.
Yes.
I thought they might do him for his bird watching.
Yes.
So you're not actually going out for a walk in the morning?
I'm not stupid, you know.
Of course you're not, dear. I mean, nobody ever suggested such a thing. It's just that, when you look, it was when you, you're not going to yodel, are you, Maud?
No, I'm not. Why?
Nothing, dear. I was just thinking of the strain on the braces.
Well, I'll go and wrap them in a bag. I'll be back in a minute.
You know it, then. It wouldn't surprise me if she came back wearing skis in case we go up a hill.
Don't tempt Providence, then.
And after that, I don't really feel like going for a walk. Maud's shorts have left me in a state of shock.
Well, let's just go to one of those little coffee houses mentioned in the brochure.
Excellent suggestion, dear. We might even be daring and try one of those delicious cream cakes we read about.
Kuchen, pardon me. Kuchen, that's German for cream cake.
Yes, you're doing it again, aren't you?
Doing what, dear?
Showing off.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hilda. It just so happens that I know a little German.
Oh, well, what are we waiting for? Let's go meet him.
I've been looking forward so much to the next 7 days.
So have I, dear. There's so much to see and explore.
Actually, Hilda, I've planned a little excursion for us every day.
Oh, wonderful. I trust that Salzburg is on your list, Yvette. I mean, we've read so much about it in musical history.
Most certainly. We're going there tomorrow. I'm just checking the bus timetables after lunch.
Splendid.
Well, there you are, ladies. I found you at last.
I didn't realise we'd been hiding, Mabel.
Looking for you everywhere, haven't I, Hen? Been looking for
saw them.
Yes, Mavsie, yes.
But now I've found you.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you found them now, Mavsie.
Yes. It's quick, isn't it, dear?
I wanted to give you your tickets, ladies.
Oh, thank you very much.
What tickets?
Well, for the boat trip tomorrow. I've organized it, you see. Everyone in our party's going. A boat trip around Wolfgang Lake should be fun, don't you think?
Hilarious.
I can't wait.
Well, here we are. One for you, Dame Hilda, and one for the doctor. You can pay me when it's convenient. Come along then, Hen.
Yes.
Take a photograph of the ladies enjoying themselves.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, we were enjoying ourselves.
That's right, you Randy. Let's have a big, big smile.
Why don't you smile for both of us, dear? I don't feel like it.
Super, ladies, super. Now then, see your demarcation point, 1100 hours. We'll be waiting for you at the gangplank.
Well, this is nice of Adney. Are you comfortable, dear?
Yes, thank you, Hilda.
Are you more?
I ain't ever comfortable on boats, Dame Hilda. All this pitching and tossing up and down, down and up, rolling all over the place. Here turns me stomach over.
We haven't started off yet, dear.
That don't matter. I never did like boats.
It's all in the mind, you know, Maud.
What mind?
No, Adley, don't start.
Well, it's not as if we're buffeting our way across the Atlantic. A trip round the lake isn't going to harm you, Maud.
What if there's a monster under the water?
Monster? There won't be a monster, Maud. This is Lake Wolfgang, not Loch Lomond.
Ness.
Found it?
The monster is in Loch Ness.
Ness, yes, yes, well, I mean, after all, no one has actually proved it. I didn't think you believed in all that nonsense.
Hilda, you said the monster was in Loch Lomond.
I don't think I did, dear, and anyway, it could have moved. I mean...
Boris Karloff.
What's that for?
Boris Karloff. He were a monster.
Talking of monsters...
Don't say it, Evadne.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Was the doctor going to be rude again, Dame Hilda?
Quiet, Maud, the man's talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. Now we shall round the lake sail, and I shall to you all the objects of interest point out.
I don't understand him, Dame Hilda. He talks funny.
Yeah, but you know, Maud, if you spoke German with an English accent, you'd sound funny.
She doesn't have to speak German.
So you see, Maud, now you've got to be tolerant.
We shall only a few more minutes be, and then we depart.
I'm scared, Dame Hilda.
Whatever are you scared of, Maud?
There's no life jackets.
Now, Maud, you're carrying things too far. I mean, it's only a short trip round the lake, and why aren't there any life jackets in that lake?
Really, you're not scared, are you?
Of course I'm not. I was only thinking for Maud's sake.
And have you noticed, Dame Hilda? This fellow's wearing a uniform.
Which feller? Fellow.
Him what's talking funny.
It's not unusual for guides to wear uniforms, Maud.
Well, I don't like it. He could be one of them Gestapo men.
Don't talk rubbish, Maud.
I must say, Maud, you are being rather foolish, Gestapo. Mind you, Evadne, he does look a bit like Anton Differing.
He could be taking us to a secret place for interrogation.
All you have to do, dear, is give him your name, rank, and number.
There's nothing to joke about, Dame Hilda. It's worse for women. Before they interrogate you, they make you take your clothes off.
Do they really?
Don't worry, Maud. I doubt if they'll make you do that.
You never know with these villains. We could be thrown into a dungeon in one of them stalagmites.
You could be thrown into the lake. Your imagination's running away with you, Maud.
I don't want to be digging tunnels to escape.
Well, of course you don't, dear. How are you on there building wooden horses, then?
What are you on about, Dame Hilda?
Oh, don't worry, Maud. I'll send you a Red Cross pound book.
If I do escape, I'll disguise myself as a peasant.
You won't have to, Maud.
I couldn't walk to Switzerland. My feet won't stand it.
I don't think I can stand it either. Maud, you should never have watched Colbert.
Thank you, Arnold Stubley, for that marvellous monologue. Don't worry about forgetting the last few verses. I'm sure Albert did escape from the lion. Only joking, only joking. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're nearing the finale of our end of holiday concert, and I would like to prevail on our two professional entertainers to round off the show for us. Ladies and gentlemen, Dame Evadne and Dr. Hilda.
Malcolm, dear, I think you've got it the wrong way round.
I'm very sorry. Here they are, Dr. Hilda and Dame Evadne. Only joking.
Yes, thank you, Malcolm, for that lovely introduction. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, we were going to have a song from our good friend Mabel Flowerice. But as you know, unfortunately, she lost her voice on the boat trip 6 days ago. And that was unfortunate, wasn't it, Evadne?
Yeah, most unfortunate.
I feel it must have spoilt her holiday. But the rest of us managed to soldier on without her obvious organizing ability. Get well soon, Mabel. Now, for our first song, we would like to sing for you a very lovely trio, arranged for two voices by the doctor here. From the musical, The Sound of Music. She climbs the tree and splits her knee, her dress has got the turn.
She walks it on her way to mass and whispers on the stairs.
And underneath her whimper she has colored in her hair. I've even heard her singing in the abbey.
She's always late for careful, but her penitence is real.
She's always late for everything except for every meal.
I hate to have to say it, but I very firmly feel
Maria's not a dancing to Abbey. I'd like to say a word on her behalf, then say it, Reverend Mother. Maria makes me laugh. How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down?
I'll find a word that means Maria.
A liberty given,
a will of the will,
a fall. Many a thing you know you'd like to tell her.
Many a thing she ought to understand.
But how do you make her stay?
And listen to what you say.
How do you keep a wheel upon the sand? How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you hold a mercy in your hand? What a wonderful audience you are. And may I say, how much we've enjoyed your company throughout this holiday.
Yes. Danke schön, meine Damen und Herren.
Pardon, dear?
That's German, but thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, yes, well, very appropriate, I'm sure, Evadne. However, to bring this little social evening to a close, I thought we might give you rather a lovely song, because I feel it's been in keeping with this lovely hotel where we've been staying. A lovely chorus from the White Horse Inn.
When there comes the time for all the holidays, and every wise man prays for change of air, there's a spot for which I'm not ashamed to spy, or well content am I when I fly there. The White Horse Inn, at the White Horse Inn, there's joy the whole summer through. There's sunshine ever in store there, for happiness and that glow there. The days fly past, you must leave at last, but still whatever you do, you'll hear when twilight is falling, the White Horse calling. Journey's end, the faithful friends meet. But this my part you must leave at last. But still, whatever you do, you'll hear when twilight is full.